Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. It's election day, and we've been talking about how a song can represent a complex idea like democracy. And obviously, words certainly help. But how can music without words translate simple concepts like rain or light? That's the challenge that Israeli composer and trumpet player Avishai Cohen posed to himself. He wrote a piece for an art installation about light and color to open at the Times Square building this week, and his second CD in his so-called Big Rain trilogy, Flood, is about to come out too. Avishai joins us to talk about both projects, but he'll start us off with a live performance with his trio Triveni. The song is called Safety Land.
Thank you.
Avishai Cohen and the trio known as Triveni live here in our studio. Avishai playing the trumpet, the bass played by Omer Avital, and the drummer is Nashit Waits. And the song is called Safety Land, and that's new, or at least it's not even on the record, so new to us. Avishai, welcome to Soundcheck.
Thank you. So good to be here.
Is this trio? Is this democracy in action? Who elected you, boss?
Nobody. That's why it's well, I got them together. Uh-huh. So they give me some power. But yeah, talking about democracy, jazz is, if it's not, then it doesn't sound so good.
So you need to have that kind. Everybody has to have their own kind of place in the band.
Has to have a place to express themselves.
Right, right.
And I think the more equal it is, it sounds better. Mm-hmm. It feels better. It feels good to, if you know you're equal part of the band, you feel better.
So this trio, Triveni, is the one that's actually playing at the Jazz Standard in December 2nd and 3rd.
Yes.
But the album, the most recent album, is called Flood, slightly different band, but part of this trilogy, the Big Rain trilogy that you've been working on.
Grandiose.
Well, it sounds grand, but it also is a somewhat eccentric trilogy because it seems to be working backwards.
Yeah, I tried to do the George Lucas thing. I didn't get as famous yet. It didn't work.
So the first record in the series was After the Big Rain.
Yes.
Now we get Flood, and then further down the road we'll eventually get to hear Before the Rain.
Exactly.
Why do it in
Well, I started from After the Big Rain before I knew it's going to be a trilogy. So I just I want to create a picture of a world after a flood, kind of talking about the human search for something else than what we are experiencing these days.
And are you expecting people to sort of recognize some biblical imagery? Is this
well? It's not an attempt to tell the story, the biblical story, but it's definitely a reference on that, with many changes, mainly about the involvement of God in it, and really, if we change our ways, will it really prevent the flood from coming?
Mm-hmm.
But when I started from the third episode, it was just a metaphor for a world after, so more contact, human contact, and what happened if we manage to change the way we live, the fast life, the internet, the distance between us people living here, especially here in New York, I feel it the most, at least.
Well, that is a big idea. I guess that would be hard to do in just one record. So
no, I started from that, and after I did After the Big Rain, just that world, and then I said, you know what, why won't I tell the whole story of the going, that's why it ended up going backwards. It wasn't intentional.
Right. Well, but that's how it's worked out, and this is a little bit from the second album in the trilogy, the latest. It's called Flood. From the Big Rain trilogy, this is the album Flood, the second in the set, from the trumpeter and composer and bandleader Avishai Cohen, who's with me here in the studio. He is the second Avishai Cohen to join us on Soundcheck, the Israeli-born and for a long time New York-based bass player. So that must be like a constant source of confusion for people who are...
It's never going to end, I guess.
Yeah, as long as there are two of you in the same general field of music. Now, you are doing something that's actually quite unusual. Beginning this Thursday, November 6th, at the Times Square building, which was formerly the New York Times home, there is a public art project by Eleanor, is it Milchen?
Milchen, Eleanor Milchen.
Milchen. A video installation about light and color that you did the music for.
Yes.
Are you one of those musicians who sees color associated with different keys and stuff?
No.
So what was your approach in writing music?
I tried to, it's kind of one of my first scores that I did that was really, really conceptualize, and I try to match the score one by one with her concept, because it was a already almost finished video, and I had to compose after. We didn't work together to create the work.
So she gave you a fully formed project.
Yeah, it's based on the 7 primary colors, and I kind of matched each instrument to a color, starting with the harp, and going to duets of harp and cello, and then cello and piano, and so on.
Well, this is red in the background. So what's
this? Is red? The red is the last one, and it's a picture of a day. So it starts from the blue colors and shifts throughout the day, and it's also playing in the Times Square building like that. There's a few loops of each color, and it goes from basically morning till. Till evening.
So red being the color of dusk. Of twilight.
Exactly. Mm. And after that, it goes to a night version, just loop. Mm. But it's going to be playing 24/7 there.
For a year, right?
No, it's a permanent installation.
Forever and ever.
I guess till they take the building down, or they decide to change a thing. But it's kind of cool. 24/7. It's just anytime. Anyone you want to see.
Now, what does that do? But what does that do to you as a composer when you realize that this music is going to be on constantly? You know, it's going to be a part of people's day, whether they want it there.
Yeah, it was actually a very challenging thing. And first, I'm glad that I realized how big it is only after I recorded. Because then I didn't, if I knew before, I'd probably give more thought to each note and note. But you just have to realize that people will be listening to it. Let's say that I thought a lot about the people who work in the building.
Right.
I said I don't want them to, you know, shoot themselves after a few hours of listening to the same thing.
Right, because that's they have years more of it to listen to,
yeah,
apparently.
Yeah, but my main thing was to make sure it's not catchy, so you can't really hum it to yourself.
So you avoid anything that could be catchy.
Yeah, exactly. Ah. Super slow. The video is very slow, so also it's nice to have something so slow and meditative in Times Square. It's kind of an
Now this is blue in the background. What this is like early morning, maybe before dawn or something like that.
And blue is the morning.
Okay, it's some of the music that Avishai Cohen has done for Eleanor Milchin's video installation about light. You know, the 7 colors of the visible spectrum. Opening this Thursday, you don't need to rush over because it's there forever.
It's in the lobby, so you just walk into the building and you can enjoy it.
Okay. It also strikes me as being somewhat similar to Indian classical music, where, you know, the different ragas are associated with different times of the day.
Yeah, I learned it actually after. I'm learning about it right now, because we're planning to do something maybe in the Rubin Museum. So
the Rubin Museum of Himalayan Art.
Yeah, and then add that element to it.
Okay. But for the moment, you're working with this trio, with Omer and Nasheed.
Yes,
and
I'm lucky to have them playing with me. A wonderful musician, and every time we play together, it's a new experience.
And so. And you're going to play a song for us called, somewhat suspiciously, Vote for Barack.
Yeah, I'll say for now that I wrote it for my friend, the bass player Barack Mori. We went to elect him for high school.
What a coincidence that you have a friend named Barack who's running for what, class president? Or
sure, whatever you choose.
It works for me, obviously.
Whatever it is, vote for Barack or not title, please vote for Barack now.
So. That is not the name of the song. It's simply Vote for Barack. Avishai Cohen and the trio Triveni, with Omer Avital playing the bass, Nasheed Waits behind our drum kit. They're playing here in New York at the Jazz Standard December 2nd and 3rd, and playing for us live now in our Soundcheck studio. once again the trio Triveni, led by trumpeter and composer Avishai Cohen. The song has the completely coincidental title of Vote for Barack. At least that's Avishai's story, and he's sticking to it. And once again, Omer Avital playing the bass, Nasheed Waits playing the drums, and they're at the Jazz Standard December 2nd and 3rd. Our Soundcheck listeners are such an amazing bunch of people. We've got over 125 democracy songs on the Soundcheck page of our website. People keep suggesting them. Avishai, we're going to give the last choice of the day to you, but, I mean, people continue to keep the conversation going online. But tell me about your democracy song, which is by Bob Marley.
Well, basically, I thought democracy is great. It's the best, but it's also the best there is, the best option. It doesn't mean it's ideal, you know. So my choice was Johnny Was, Bob Marley. Talks about a woman whose son has got shot in the street and died. So, and that's just a human feeling, human life. And that's connected to me because that situation happens everywhere in democracy and without democracy. So, and that's also what can happen if you bring democracy to a place
that's not ready. Yeah,
too early.
All right. We'll leave people with this Bob Marley song. Avishai, thank you, and the trio for playing
thank
for us this
afternoon. Thank you for having
us. And that'll do it for today's show. Tomorrow, as the country celebrates the election of a new president, we look at what makes a great leader in the arts world, and we'll have a visit from a leader in the arts world, Alan Gilbert, the incoming music director of the New York Philharmonic, tomorrow. Soundcheck's technical director is Irene Trudell. The program is produced by Brian Wise and Joel Meyer. Our executive producer is Gisele Regatow, and we had help today from Richard Rusinkovich. I'm John Schaefer. If you haven't already done so, get out and vote, and be with us again at this time tomorrow for the next Soundcheck here at 93.9 FM, WNYC. And a woman tender care sees to watch the child.